Thanks for joining me, Sunshines, as we move on to a new racing week. Info at sportingpost.co.za for my story. We've received quite a number. I will do another on Wednesday. This one is from Michelle Capito, who does reside in the Western Cape. It says, I remember basically growing up at Kenilworth Racecourse. That was back in the 1990s. A great time to be alive, she says. My dad even forgot my brother at the racecourse one day after winning a quartet for 10K. So the poor child was left behind and the 10K was gone. Needless to say, that didn't go down well with my mom. I took the whole family to Kenilworth Racecourse a few years back before COVID struck, and they were having a family day event, and it was so much fun with all the different stalls and the play area for the kids. But alas, I'm only there to watch those majestic animals that I love so much. I have a little team of horse punting girls that I've named the Beach Beauties after that very, very good horse, Beach Beauty. How I miss watching her run. I hope Kenilworth will have a meeting soon. She mentions Glen Hatt, by the way, a favourite jockey of all time. It's been way too long since I've taken my son to see the horses. Well, that's me reminiscing about the good old days. Hope you guys enjoy my story. Kind regards, Michelle Capito. Well, I can tell you that hopefully Michelle will be taking her son along to either Hollywood Bets Kenilworth or Hollywood Bets Durbanville. Unbelievable scenes yesterday at Hollywood Bets Durbanville, the Sporting Post reporting a crowd of over 1,000. And the turnover compared to 2021-2022, tote turnover in the Western Cape is up 31%, and on-course turnover is up 164%. Just need a little bit of Coke before I cough, but I'm going to cough in any case. Let's go on to our friends, www.hollywoodbets.net. Get your bets on with Hollywood, Monday the 26th of September. It is Hollywood Bets Greyville on the Poly. Quite frankly, I think it's a very, very tricky card, even the two maidens, which come up first. Race 1, www.tabgold.co.za, maiden plate is run over 1,400 metres. It's the start of the bypot. Looking at the betting here, I'm going to take my chances with a horse that opened 8.33, came into 7, is now 7.69. A horse called Ultimate Jewel, number 1. I'm not going to go with the more fancied horses, and that is going to be the order of the day. Ultimate Jewel was gelded on the 23rd of August, does return from a 64-day rest. So we take the trust of the horse, the well-being of the horse, certainly on trust. The blinkers are off. The tongue tie is also off. I see the cheek pieces are on. Rachel Wernicker claims a handy 1.5. So there's 55.5 kgs on the back. I was looking through some of the form lines. I thought they were good, especially the early Polytrack form lines. So not too excited, but going with the 1 Ultimate Jewel in front of the 10, the 3, and the 5. In race 1, 1, 10, 3 and 5. I'd like a little bit of Ultimate Jewel maybe for the exactors and the swingers. Race 2, maiden handicap. Note that a maiden handicap for the fillies gets the place accumulator underway. I thought it was a particularly weak field. The second race live streaming www.galloptv.co.za for all your KZN coverage and, of course, international coverage. Now, Meredith Grey is quoted at 5-2. Aspustake number 1 is at a price of 3.03. Declare War is at 4-1. I'm again going with a horse who's currently at 5.56-1. For what it's worth on Hollywood, I see open 6.25, came into 5, is now 5.56, and a place is just in the region of 9-10. I like a little bit of that. The horse is very well related. A horse called Musharraya. The stable only has the one runner for the day. Blinkers are on. It is the first Poly run, but I'm hoping to see some improvement from the 7. Going 7-4-1-6 is the breakdown, the summation of race 2. 7-4-1-6. Third race is going to be the start of the Pick 6. That's the Folly in the Box Seat podcast, merit-rated 65 handicap for those fillies and mares. Now, yeah, we got Venturous at 2.27-1. Number 1, Bell Starbuster, has got a very handy galloping weight, is a 3.57. Special Charm is a 3.57. Sometimes we just have to take on a favourite. I know the form is certainly somewhat convincing and it's consistent, which does count for something. But If you go through the collateral form lines, you are going to find massive swings at the weight to the detriment of Venturous, who's now been upped because of that last victory. So I'm going to try and beat this one. I mentioned this horse last time. I said if it ran, it must be a big runner. The reason being is that she took on the boys, and she took on some rather hot company. The horse I'm talking about is Special Charm. Drops in trip, though. That's a slight concern for me, the 1400. Sean Veal has the ride. The price there is 3.57. I just like those two form lines against the boys and back against the fillies. I thought must be in with a chance. So I'm going with the two Special Charm. The four Shell Seeker is ridden by Richard Faree. That's at 7.1, 4-1, Shell Seeker. Mark Dixon only has one runner. I thought that could also improve. Then the three Venturous, the one Bell Starbuster, and I'd even throw in the five Hey Gorgeous. It is a race where I'd go a few. I'd probably go personally Special Charm and Shell Seeker cover, hoping for some kind of a result to be forthcoming, especially in the bipot in the third. As I say, the fields are not massive, but it does not get easy. As we go on to race four, where we've got another very open race, 3.57-1, number two Winter Journey, number three Royal Kitty is the same, 3.57-1. Alto Alex is at 4-1. Now in this race, we spoke about Winter Journey before, runs very well for Muzi Yerny, but again is up to the 1400. I'm going with the six Bird Watcher, who hasn't won for over 390 days, but runs fairly well for Smunga Kamalu. And that one in the betting is currently priced up at 4.56. So it's going to be number six, Birdwatcher, from the two Winter Journey, the five, Flower Season, who I think can improve with that jockey, and then the three, Royal Kitty. 6.253 in race four. Race five, www.galloptv.co.za. Now this is run over 1,200 metres. It's a merit-rated 70 handicap. www.hollywoodbets.net. They have the betting as follows. Take out number two, Higher Purpose. That's a non-runner. Who's That Star? Owned by Hollywood is at 2-1. Edward Longshanks is at 2-1. Purple Operator is also owned by Hollywood. That's at 3.57-1. Purple Operator is ridden by Smunga Kamalu. He was aboard this one before when winning. So I'm going with the four Purple Operator from the one Who's That Star, hopefully a good race for the Hollywood Syndicate. Then the seven on the card and the three. And the three is a horse called Bristol Bow Fighter, who is at 5.56-1, and I would include. So 4.173 in race five. Race six, Track and Ball Gaming, merit rated 70 handicap. In the sixth race, again, the betting is fairly open. I am going, in this event, with number six, We All Chommies, hoping for a good day for Mr. Kamalu. If you look at some of the weight turnarounds, they do not favour We All Chommies, but I just like the jockey booking you. That one's at 3.57. From the three, Life Goes On. This one, by the way, is reunited with Warren Kennedy. He's ridden the horse on three occasions for two victories, then the four and the five. 6.345, race six. Seventh race, Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel. Merit rated 70 handicap, has run over 2,000 metres. Again, a strong hand for the syndicate. They have this horse, Eventador. He was certainly improved recently. Last time out, actually won the races. The price there is 1.67. Take out the five. Five is scratched in race seven. I am going with the one, Eventador. The Cunamare Yard have two runners in this race. They both lost form. Seven is Exceeder. I see Keegan de Mellors on that. You take that to be the stable elect. No show on the poly on the debut. But if you go back through the Western Cape form lines, Exceeder is certainly one who can improve. And Keegan de Mellors, as we've said time and time again, is riding unbelievably well. 1.736 in race seven. Race eight, Hollywood Bet's Bright Future is run over a mile. And the eighth race on the card, you've got Maria Corallina at 2.5. Trump My Queen is 2.86. Looks there's little to choose between the two of them. They have a collateral form line. They met last time out. On that occasion, Trump My Queen was third behind Shape of You, 1.7 lengths. Maria Corallina was second, 1.3 lengths. I see Maria Corallina's gone up 1.5, and the other one, Trump My Queen, has come down 1.5, purely on that. But another open race, I'm going with the 5, Trump My Queen, from the 8, Maria Corallina. I think even the 8-year-old mare, number 1, Belle Jar on a day, must have a chance here. And then I wouldn't leave out the 4-star choice, 5814. There it is, the trusted winning form for racing at Hollywood Bets Gravel on the Polly on the Monday. We're back again on Wednesday, KZN. Let's hope it's a good one, as ever. Thanks for joining me. Info at sportingpost.co.za. See you next time. Bye-bye, sunshine.